Good morning. Hope your Thursday's off to a good start. I'm Reggie Yakey from the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's what's happening now in the news. We begin with that hostage situation that we continue to follow on the high seas. And we now know the FBI has been called in to help negotiate the release of a ship captain taken hostage by pirates off the coast of Somalia. The hostage and his captors are held up in a lifeboat, and a U.S. warship is nearby. The crew is in control of the once overtaken ship, and they're trying to communicate with the pirates for some sort of exchange. A new unemployment report shows that America's job market is still on the rocks. Last week, 654,000 people filed initial jobless claims. The number of continuing claims remains at an all-time high for the 11th week, but there is a silver lining if you want to look at it that way. Those new filings we just mentioned, they're actually down 20,000 from the week before. April 15th comes next week, and if you have to write a check to the government, well, hopefully you know that by now. The government says 10 million struggling taxpayers are expected to miss that deadline. If you're one of them, IRS Form 4868 is what you need to file for a six-month extension. As one financial planner put it, the IRS can be forgiving if you explain your situation before the deadline, all right? Be sure to stick with us here at CNN.com and CNN.com/live. We'll continue to have your news updates right here throughout the day.